we both were born in India, southern India, a place called Hyderabad. In fact, Hyderabad was an independent state. The British had left, but the Indian government did not come into Hyderabad until a year later. And that was a very traumatic time. It was a majority Hindu country, and I'm a Muslim. And my father was a high official in a small place, and we were fortunate enough to be given an armed guard at the house. But I remember the night when the rioting was going on around us. But thanks God for the armed guard. 65 was the time when some of my friends were coming here, because industry had just taken off after the war in UK, and they were looking for people to come to work. So I came over, and I left India with £3, and when I arrived at London Victoria, I had £1.50. You know, the country has been very kind to me. And 73 I came to Northern Ireland to work for the DuPont company. And in 1975, I went back to India. As it is the tradition, the families arrange marriages. And I declared to my mother that I'm ready to get married. Then the word goes around, and Fauzia was a classmate of one of my cousins, and that is how we were put together. We got married in India. And about 10 days later, Fauzia was brave enough to travel with me back to Northern Ireland. The rioting and, you know, the Bloody Sunday thing and all that was 72 very much in the news, etc. But, I think it was, in a way, a privilege. You were outside the conflict. The running joke was, are you a proud or a Catholic? And you say, no, I'm a Muslim. And they used to ask, are you a proud Muslim or a Catholic? The whole universe was divided in just two camps. but simply the color of your skin, you were outside this conflict. And there were no more questions to ask. But that was interesting time. People in Ireland, they were so kind and helpful. And but they were very unkind to each other at that time.
We had a comfortable life. We had all the amenities that a modern world should have, like a car and a fridge, and we had our own house. Yeah, whenever the marriage was arranged, I had finished my house job, and I was doing a senior house job in medicine, in general medicine. So Ahmed came from Northern Ireland to get married, so my mother was looking for a suitable partner for me. So I had no obligation to marry Ahmed, but I chose to marry him.
Yeah.
After getting married, after 10 days, because Ahmed was already a British citizen, I was able to travel with him and came back to settle in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
After getting married, after 10 days, because Ahmed was already a British citizen, I was able to travel with him and came back to settle in Northern Ireland. At that time, there were not many Asians where we were living. So I found it very, not traumatizing, but I was a bit lost. When I came, I had very good neighbors who were friendly. In the beginning, I found it hard to understand the accent of the people, because in Northern Ireland, different areas of the country have different accents. So it took me about 2 years to get to learn the accent of the people. And now I can say which part of Northern Ireland people have come from by their accent.